All right. I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And here's how you do it. Number one, you're doing it now. You need to be on this call every Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Guys, best way to get your week off to a great start. Always come to this call with an expectation. You're going to get something of value that you can apply right now. Invite your team to this call because they will get something of value that they can apply to their business and yours right now. And tonight is no exception. You hear people talking about virtual ambition, September 17th through the 19th, online. You're going to be able to see this through your own computer, your own cell phone, with your group all masked up and protecting each other. You may be able to get it on your television set. Any way that you can access the internet, you can watch Ambition this year. Great speakers are coming on. We got Joel Zeff. I had a great time in a skit with him a few years back. We've got what's the other guy's name? It'll come to me in just a moment. But we've got some really good things going on. Corporate has already been working and been working all year long to have this event be special. And just because it's virtual doesn't mean that it isn't going to be spectacular. $99 registration, go to your back office, get it done, get registered, and then make sure it's September 17th through the 19th. Block your calendar. Tell other people to leave you alone because you're going to be at home or wherever so that you can focus on the information that we're going to have. Okay? Yes, that's it. Thank you very much. All of you are helping me out. Walter Bond. Walter Bond is going to be our other speaker. You already know he's good. This guy puts his heart out every time he hits the stage. Former basketball player. His dad was a principal of a school, and he had to go to school with his dad as the boss. Learned a lot from him. You're going to learn it as well. I'm glad that we have him back. Walter Bond is going to be one of our featured speakers. All right, you ready to go? I got to get out of the way. There's something special going on tonight. And to kick it all off, let me introduce the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. Has been for the last 14 years, one of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide. And we get to call him a mentor. We get to call him a coach. He is our leader. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian?
Hey, I'm here, Bear. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. You know, when you pause when I introduce you, you make me nervous every time. I just like, uh-oh.
Hey, it's better to pause and to speak than not show up a couple of times like I did. That really freaked you out.
Yeah, I haven't gotten over it yet, apparently. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Bear. I appreciate you doing this every week. I want to welcome everybody to the call, and I'll do a little quick recap of last week's call for those of you that may not have gotten to the call or weren't able to go and listen to the replay of the call. But you know, the highlight of the call last week, or the main point of the call last week, was that there's been a paradigm shift, in my opinion, for forever. You know, in the way our business is built. You know, when the business was blowing and going in the early days, and Steve and Philip and Atkinson's and so many other people were just tearing it up. Ray Monty, you know, we were all building a traditional way: hotel meetings, in homes, coffee shops, one-on-ones, two-on-ones, that sort of thing. Of course, we used technology and Facebook to find old friends or what have you, but it was built in the traditional way. You know, the ways that have built network marketing for now decades. And of course, you know, when Poe wrote the book Wave 3, you know, he introduced, you know, email and text messaging and the internet and that sort of thing. You know, there became a new era issued in back in the early 20s and late 90s. And you know, so the business has evolved, but there's never been what I would call a paradigm shift, a major shift in the way this business is built. It's always been belly to belly, eyeball to eyeball. It's been about relationships, and it'll always be about relationships. But, you know, something happened here, you know, earlier this year called a pandemic. And it was something that none of us really realized the magnitude of. And I think a lot of us even today don't realize the magnitude of it. You know, I think of when the Twin Towers got hit at 9/11 and that tragic event. You know, it changed how we fly on planes and how national worldwide security is done forever. You know, it just changed things, you know. A lot of it not as observationable by you and me and the common citizen, but you know, the world changed, you know, that one event. And when the pandemic hit, this COVID-19 hit, you know, I think the world's changed forever. And relative to how it's changed for network marketing, we see the effects of it today. You know, you know, there are no hotel meetings, and in fact, that's against the policies and procedures now that are in place currently due to the pandemic and all the different varying state regulations and how it's done. So there are no hotel meetings, there are no in-home meetings. You know, imagine some people are getting together with friends for cups of coffee or, you know, at their house or whatever. But how you deal with the business, how you meet new people, because sooner or later you run out of friends and family, and then you go into your warm market, then you go into your, you know, semi-warm market, then you kind of go into your lukewarm market, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're building it mechanically, but, you know, you need to meet new people. And you know, the bumping into somebody at the grocery store, making conversation, saying, hey, you know, call them up and will you meet me at Starbucks? They're just not going to meet you. You know, I mean, they're not going to meet a stranger, or if they do, they'd be highly unusual, I believe, very rare. And, you know, even when there wasn't the pandemic, you know, having, you know, going through that process and getting somebody actually to meet you, you'd have to go through pretty large numbers. Well, you'd have to go through gargantuan numbers today. So there's been a paradigm shift, and the paradigm shift has been accelerated, though technology has moved it in this direction. It's been accelerated by COVID-19. And right now it's no different than it was in March or April. People are cautious. They're wearing face masks as recommended. They're social distancing. They're, you know, most major cities and you know, have you know, executive orders from the mayor, from the governor, or what have you, that, you know, no meetings over 15 people or 20 people or 50 people. I sit on the board of a nonprofit, and we have a gala every year, and that gala was scheduled this past Saturday, yesterday, in San Antonio. And San Antonio has an executive order right now, no gatherings over 50 people, and you know, we normally have 500 people at it, so it got postponed. Point is that the world that we live in and as we know it and how we relate to other people has changed. And to that effect, and my point last week was, I don't know that it's ever going to come back to the way it was in network marketing. Now, do I think there'll be hotel meetings? Yes. Do I think there'll be in-home meetings at some point? Yes. But I think it was hard enough to get people to come to those meetings anyway, and they would use any excuse they could. Oh, Johnny scratched his finger and I couldn't come at the last minute or whatever. You know, I believe that what's going to happen is that people that don't want to go anyway, don't know how to tell you, say no, say, you know, well, with all this COVID thing and everything, you know, I'm really, really not interested in doing something like that. And what's your retort going to be? You know, what's your response going to be? Oh, well, you know, don't worry about catching, you know, COVID-19. There won't be any germs at this meeting, and we're going to social distance. I mean, you can't talk around that. So what's happened is that a new paradigm has occurred in our industry, and for those that adapt to it, now I'm not saying that you can't build the business traditionally like I did and Ray did and so many other people that build massive organizations and Ambit Energy did. I'm just saying that moving forward, if you want to catch momentum, if you want to build a huge organization, that you're going to have to learn new skill sets, because most people that are listening to this call, including myself, you know, we don't have a skill set in social media. You know, we haven't built websites with funnels, and we don't know how all that stuff works. Okay, maybe we've heard about it. Some of us might have a little bit larger cursory knowledge of it than others. But the bottom line is that how our business is built, how we prospect people, how we bring people into the business. And then most importantly, it's a monkey see, monkey do business, how they bring people into the business and the system that they use to bring into the business. You know, in the traditional legacy network marketing business, if you would bring somebody to a hotel meeting, they typically would build it the same way. It's a monkey see, monkey do business. They would bring people to a hotel meeting. If you used a network of in-home meetings, they would do in-home meetings. You know, if you and your consultant met with their prospect, then that prospect wanted you to meet with their prospect. So it was a monkey see, monkey do business. And you know, when VHS tapes came along, which back in my days in XL Telecommunications, that's what we used. And then from VHS tapes, all of a sudden the business presentations in the industry got put on the internet. And so you're able to share the business. You know, when we first started in Ambit Energy, we didn't have a video. So if I wanted to show the business to somebody in Houston, because you cannot do this explaining it to somebody over the phone and web rooms and Zoom and all that, probably the company Zoom didn't even exist. Web meetings were only for, you know, if you spent $5,000 a month to have access to that tool, and we're some big corporation. So hop in the car, drive to Houston, Texas. Perhaps they didn't show up. I'd show the business. I'd come back. They wanted me to show it to somebody the next day. I was back in Houston, Texas. And then all of a sudden the company came out with a video, you know, put it on a website, and that, you know, Steve Thompson was the first one to do the video. And Carlos Marin came along, did a really slick, great one that, you know, got implemented into the system. And now it was a lot easier to show the business. You could show it across country, or you could show it next door, but you had the opportunity to use technology to get the information in front of somebody faster and in a more efficient way. And so things continue to evolve, and I believe that the traditional way, the legacy way, the way that I built the vast majority of my business. So I found friends on Facebook and, you know, plugged them into my legacy way of building the business. And, you know, I use technology, you know, for years and years and years. I've been expounding the first look at the business ought to be, you know, on the internet, you know, through the website. So I use technology, but it was always cornerstone and foundationally built in a legacy way. And so as I've watched this pandemic thing happen, and of course, you know, now some places are talking about opening schools, some places aren't, and you know, there's just all this turmoil. And of course, we don't have a vaccine yet, which I think will fundamentally change things, but we're probably looking at several more months of kind of status quo, and then the vaccine comes out, it'll change. But the impact of this that has been on people and the fact that the, you know, cases are still going to occur and so on and so forth, who knows if it's going to be months or years or whatever before people kind of move past this and things get back to normal. And I think even when that happens, you know, even when we're past the pandemic and everything, for those that have embraced the new technology, have embraced the system of online building, what's going to happen is they're going to say, why would I go back to that when I can do this and build it a lot faster, a lot more efficiently? You know, if you go back to the fundamentals of our business, you make a written list, then you invite somebody to look, not invite somebody to join. And the only purpose of the invitation is to have them look at the business. And we know that the process of enrollment or bringing somebody into our business and getting them to see what we see and seeing where Ambit Energy can be what they need to be the vehicle to where they want to be, that only can occur at presentation, at the third step. So if we build systems that get people to presentation faster, and more importantly, they're able to duplicate that same system to get the people at presentations faster, what happens is your business moves a lot faster. And so, you know, it's like anything else. You know, if you've got the internet and you can send somebody to the website, why would you drive across town and pass off a DVD or a VHS tape? You know, things move. And the premise of the call last week and what I talked about was we're having a movement towards, you know, an online environment. And again, I want to over incense, emphasize that, you know, the eyeball-to-eyeball, belly-to-belly portion of our business is not going to go away. You know, it's going to come back to some degree at some point. And after this year, I'm sure the next year in September, you know, Labor Day weekend, we're all going to be sitting in Dallas, Texas in a convention center or a hall someplace having ambition. And so, you know, I understand that what we're going through right now certainly is temporary. But what's going to occur is not going to be temporary. There's going to be permanent paradigm type shifts in our business. So, you know, tonight what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring on a special guest speaker, Jonathan Drew. Jonathan is, you know, could say here not but a couple of weeks ago, our most recent national consultant in Ambit Energy, because he just recently made national consultant, but that's no longer the case. We've had another national consultant step up, a couple actually, and as the business continues to grow. But before I introduce Jonathan and start to get some thoughts, and I want him to kind of lay out the system that he set up that he's been so successful, I want to tell you that Jonathan lives in Michigan. He gathers the majority of his customers in the state of Texas, and I'll let him go into how he gathers customers. But, you know, he targets areas of the country where we can gather customers and tries to bring people into the business. And just like in an eyeball-to-eyeball business, a lot of those people say no, but they know enough about it that they'll become his customer. So that's how he gathers customers, from the nose of the people that take a look at the business. And then, of course, for those that he is successful to put into the business, they bring themselves on and other customers, and they start to recruit within the customer gathering area. I'll also mention that Jonathan's customer base is growing. It's not declining, and it's growing because his organization is growing. You know, he's taken a couple of months off from some of his web trainings and that sort of thing to spend some time with his wife and enjoy his family and kind of decompress after his run to national. And his business has just continued to explode. In fact, he mentioned to me some of the best couple of months that he's had because his system works. You know, there's a book I've talked about quite often called The E-Myth Revisited. If you haven't read that book, you might want to write down the title. It's called The E-Myth, the E, just the letter E, Myth Revisited, and it's by Michael Gerber. And it's not a network marketing book, it's a business book, but what he talks about in the book and the premise of the book is you either work for a system or you have a system that works for you. And he talks about a baker who goes in at 4 a.m. every morning and how dependent his bakery is on him showing up and needing the bread. And, you know, if he doesn't show up, there's no bread to be sold that day, right? And so, you know, in our business, you know, if you want to build a mega business, you know, if you're looking to make a few extra $100 a month or a couple extra $1,000 a month, that's different. But if you're looking to make tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in this business, you've got to develop a system. And the key to the system is it has to duplicate. And then the bigger key to the system is it has to duplicate at the low level of lowest competency. You know, so if our business was around somebody having to give a personal presentation, that takes a certain level of competency. But if our business is around anybody can look at the business because they can look at it on a website, then that takes no competency whatsoever. So you always build your business to the lowest level of competency. So regardless of the skill set of the people that come into your business, they can plug into the system and build the business. And that's exactly what Jonathan's done, but he's done it online and he's done it in a very professional way and is working constantly on improving that methodology. But the thing that impressed me the most about Jonathan and his organization is he's got leaders within his organization that are duplicating what he's doing. And then those people have leaders within their organization that are duplicating what he's doing. So they're gathering customers organically outside of market areas, which is huge for anybody. Think about, you know, your cousin who lives in Montana. If you could plug them into a system where they could legitimately build the business, does that open up new possibilities for you sitting in Texas or Connecticut or Illinois or New York or wherever you are tonight? You know, start to think about the speed at which your business can move and plugging people into the business. But to my point of duplication, Jonathan's not the issue in his business. Yeah, he's got some online presence, but so do his leaders. And what his leaders do is they basically take the system and duplicate it, and then they run their own businesses. They run their own calls. They run their own trainings. They do all that sort of stuff. So, you know, in Gerber's book, he talks about that your business is either personality-driven or it's systems-driven. And I think the thing that impressed me the most about Jonathan and what he's developed is yes, he's the leader of his group, but the leaders within his group are leaders of their group as well. And so it's not personality driven, it's systems driven. And, you know, so it's not like, oh, I got to hook into this guy, Jonathan Drew. Yeah, you want to hook into stuff online and you want to hook into any trainings he might do. But no, you want to learn the system and you want to become your own leader. And, you know, I wanted to bring Jonathan on tonight. And after Jonathan, you know, explains a little bit about the system, and I hope you brought some paper and pencil so you know where to go online to kind of see what's going on. It's open to everybody in Ambit Energy, just not his group. Now, he does have group calls and group meetings, and you'll have group calls and group meetings, as does his leaders within his group have group calls and group meetings that he's not a part of, and that's the beauty of the system. But I wanted Jonathan to come on and just kind of give a general overview of the system. And then what he and I have done after he finishes, we'll announce this, but we've lined up, you know, six leaders that have built nice online businesses, six different topics. And tonight we're going to announce how you can tie in to that six week series to be able to plug your people into those calls. And then you can listen to those calls over and over again. And those calls will drill down on some of the highlights of what Jonathan's gonna overview tonight. So without any further ado, I want to bring on to the call a national consultant, business builder extraordinaire that's blowing it out in an online environment, Mr. Jonathan Drew. Jonathan, you here?
Yes, sir. Brian, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfect, man. I appreciate you getting on the call tonight.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me back. Good to be here. First time on here as national. Sounds good. It sounds good to hear that. It's a lot of work.
It is. It's a lot of work that's worth it if you go build your national code, which I know you're doing a handsome job of. You know, a lot of times people get promoted, whether it's the senior executive or whatever, and they get that pin level and they sit there and they just pound their chest about the pin level. And, you know, the pin level is one thing. Going and building that pin level is where the money is. You know, you work hard to get that contract, and monetarily you want to capitalize on it by going and building that organization. I know you're doing that, but I thought we'd start out by you just kind of jumping in, giving a general overview, websites and that sort of thing, and then kind of go through everything at a high level, and then, you know, we can talk about these calls, and I might have a couple of questions at the end for you.
Sounds great. Yeah, so I'd love to give kind of an overview, guys. This has been a work in progress for about 3 years now. Brian mentioned I'm from Michigan. I came into the business. I didn't have a clue about like online marketing. I was a little shy to get on, definitely more than a little shy to get on camera. These were kind of learned skills. I went full-time in Ambit, probably a little too early out if I'm being honest, but it necessitated me to learn stuff. So I learned quickly. Some of those words you threw out there, Brian, you know, the online websites, funnels, things like that. You know, I've been a student of that for a while. And my first year was tough in Ambit. I mean, I did okay. It's like on paper, things looked good, but it was, I couldn't, struggling to get duplication, struggling with, I'm sure, things that maybe many of you are too. I was performing, but I couldn't get other people to perform. I couldn't get some of the things to happen, you know, that Brian mentioned, where now leaders inside of my team are running their own meetings, things like that. It's like, it all came through me and it was really hard. And so that made me set out to try to set up a system where people could benefit from. I could go out there and I could create the content. I could create a system that people could come through and use to build their businesses. Like Brian said, a monkey see, monkey do business. It's like, I've never heard a statement more accurate than this. And I learned that the hard way early on. I would do everything. And then so when people would bring other people onto the team, then everybody would look at me like I was going to do it for them. And I quickly learned, if I don't come up with tools that make it so that somebody can come join my team, they can use this video, they can use this training pack, and then they can hand it down to the next person that they bring in, you know, I'm going to be sunk if I don't have something like that. So I slowly started putting it together. I use a Facebook group. Many of you are in it now. We have about 3,000 members. Everyone's invited to be if you're not. It's called Five Star Power Team. It's the name of my team. So I created this Facebook group a few years ago, and I started adding content in there. The main thing that my strategy revolves around, if I have to kind of break it down, guys, is like, you know, when it comes to doing this online, you need leads for your business. So we talked earlier, you eventually, everyone runs out of their warm market, right? and you have to start talking to people. And Brian used, you know, you're warmish and then you're lukewarm and then, you know, you're kind of cold. And that's all well and good. You know, sometimes I guess there are more people to talk to. Right now, things are a little different. You know, it's hard to go meet people in your lukewarm and your cold markets. It's downright impossible. And for a lot of you, if you're anything like me, maybe you're not super extroverted. Maybe it's always seemed downright near impossible to get outside of your very warm market because it's just not your personality type. You might be surprised that there are some great ways to do it online that are a little more in line with what you're trying to do. So there's a few benefits to that. So the first part is getting leads. And at the end, we're going to talk about how this 6-week series ties into this because all these topics are going to be pushed. But there's a lot of great ways out there to do it. Any social media platform, I mean, any hobbies, any interests you enjoy online. I do a lot of training. I won't go deep on this call, but you need a way to generate people that you can meet and talk to. The thing about the internet, it's not a magic solution. In fact, you'll probably have to go through more people. Actually, I can tell you right now, you will have to go through more people to get a yes into your business, to get somebody as a customer. You actually have to go through quite a bit more than if you did it face-to-face. But here's the thing. How fast you can do it is absolutely what has changed the game. You can go through and meet people at such a rapid rate once you really learn where they are and how to talk to them and some of the different things that we're going to train on, that there's 2 billion users, I think, plus on Facebook now. You're never running out of people to talk to. Right? You're just not if you're really willing to commit to it. So first part is obviously generating leads or people you can talk to about the business. The internet provides an unlimited way to do that if you know how to do it and you do it the right way. And then the next part is what Brian's alluding to tonight is having a system so you know what to do with somebody. One, so you can get them to a presentation quickly and efficiently. Two, so that when they join the business, that you can very quickly get them onboarded, meaning trained and able to start distributing themselves, and that they will very quickly be able to repeat what you do. So it has to be simple. So what I did inside of my group is I truly did a couple things when I first started. This is all I did. And there's a lot more in there now, but this is all I did when I started. I made a little 7-minute video, me personally, sitting there in my T-shirt, talking about my experience in the business. Now, this is a way that my whole team could have some validation from somebody, myself, who's been recognized, right? I had my top 50 income earner award at that point. I was an executive consultant. So I had a little bit of pull in the business. So I made the video. That way when, you know, Johnny, whoever comes in, who's brand new, who hasn't made a dollar in the business yet, he can point to this video and say, hey, this is John. He used to be a certified public accountant. You know, you should listen to this 7-minute story about why he decided to work this damn business and why he left his job behind, right? And so they'd show him that video. They could pique somebody's interest. After that, we created a unit in the group, and all of you have access to this. It's in the little learning units tab. On the desktop computer, it's on the left side of the screen. If you're on the phone app, it's like right up at the top. You go inside the group, and it's right there. You click on the unit, and what that allows you to do is it allows you to save posts, you guys. Save Facebook posts in a specific order. They're not just in a random order anymore. You can put them in a certain order. So I put them in order. Little video, then a little bit of information about Ambit, then maybe a few testimonials or success stories, you know, sort of set up the way you'd see like a business presentation done if you went to the hotel, right? And you see the presentation, you hear a couple testimonials afterwards. We set it up that way. And what we did is we just simply used the Facebook platform's feature to tag people. You hit the little at sign, right? You type your friend's name in and you hit enter on a post. You comment on a post and you enter somebody's name there. What does that do? Lights up that little red bell that you all know if you've used social media, thing that thing gets your attention, gives you a notification. John Drew has tagged you in this video. I say, hey, Bob, here, come watch this real quick. Okay, John, sure. It goes over there. I follow up. Then I can go to the next thing, tag him in that. Hey, now you want to come check this out, right? And the whole process is set up to design to get them to a presentation quickly. So there's about 30 minutes of content to kind of warm them up to the idea, provide some validation that it works, and then ultimately invite them to the presentations, which we do on a Thursday night basis. We did a little hiatus. I told everybody after National, I was taking a little hiatus, which is coming to an end here. But we do every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, a live business presentation, and we do have some replays available too. So there's a whole system to bring people into the business, to show them a first look where they don't feel pressured, they don't feel anything else. And what's cool is you can tell them then, this is the same thing you're going to have access to. If you come work with us, you get all these tools for free. So I started off with that little intro video. I had a little workbook, and then I've gone a lot further nowadays. There's a training series and people come on. All you got to do is go to the website, click the button, and you get a video. You get five different videos on how to get started in the business. I've created the onboarding training so someone can truly come onto my team now. They can come through the unit, learn about the business. As soon as they're done with that, they can hop right into the next unit and start learning about the compensation plan, how to gather customers, how to get out there and do it, and bite-sized. The goal is that there should be no more than about 20 minutes a day of training followed by a couple hours of action, right? We call it avoiding the learning loop. A lot of people come into the business and they just overtrain and overtrain. So we have a nice little system set up for that as well. And then these are things where I get all of the feedback from members, what people like, what they don't. And I bring a lot of other leaders into the group, have them teach. And that'll kind of be a good, you know, segue into what we're going to talk about at the end. But this thing is set up from start to finish. It's centralized inside of the Facebook group. Everything runs through there. And you can post, you can ask questions, you know, you can interact, you can see my team leaders in there. Well, I have 15 executive consultants now on my team, about half of which are like very, very active and still, you know, building the business. And it's rocking in there. Everybody can see it. And I'm telling you something right now, your prospects can see it too. And your new team members can see it. Get them to a place online where they can feel and they can see momentum, and you'll find yourself in momentum. It's, you know, the same reason we've utilized these bigger meetings in the past, right? People want to see, they want to see Brian when he shows up somewhere. They want to see a Steve Thompson. They want to see, you know, these people that have these jackets and that have had the success in the business. It's the same way online. It's just learning how to kind of congregate and bring people together. So this is how I've been doing it for years. I like to say I was doing Zoom before Zoom was cool. My team has been meeting on Zoom for 3 years. I have teams in Colorado. I have teams in Florida. I can't seem to get it right, you know, with the getting the open ambit states, but we built a lot through Texas. What started off as me just gathering a ton of customers has led to people really going out there and exploring what's possible online. We meet people online that are going to be customers. We meet people online that are going to be consultants. And you guys really can too. Trust me, I'm by no means this huge extrovert that was, you know, the guy that'll just walk up to people cold and whatever. That's not in my my skill set. I was pretty shy when I started this, but going out there, learning the skills online gave you a lot of confidence. And if you want to come on into our community, I think there's a lot we can teach you. So that's really the process. Let's just recap. And there was a lot of information I just threw out there at you. But when you want to go out there and you want to learn, take things slow, learn piece by piece, generate leads for your business, have a system to get the presentation in front of them quickly, and then have a system to get them up and trained and able to duplicate. If you can do that, you're going to be golden. And the nice thing for us is what we can do is parts 2 and 3. You know, we can't go out there and physically meet the people for you. We're going to generate your leads for your business, but we can provide the system that's going to help you get presentations in front of people, and that's going to help you get them trained and brought in and onboarded quickly. And then after that, you make it your own, just like Brian said in closing. You make it your own, and just because I have a team meeting doesn't, you don't have to be sitting in, you know, John, I call mine inner circle, right, just to make it sound cool. You don't have to be inside John's inner circle call, you know, group meeting. That's where you have access to all the resources that are in my team, my group, all these leaders working together, and that's where you take it and you put your own spin on it, and then you get to be the leader. So you add that last layer in, which is doing that call with your team once a week, twice a week, three times a week, whatever it is that you need to do, and teach your people the right way so that one day they'll do the same thing. And that's how I was able to, you know, I never can take a full break from the business. It's just been too good to me. But that's how I took, you know, a 2 month working maybe half the hours that I normally would work on the business, and actually had a couple of the best months that I've ever had. And truly, it's just because the work of so many strong leaders that are on my team. They know how to work the thing. They don't need me waking up every day, you know, booting them to go do it. They're already doing it because they're hosting their own calls. They're using the Facebook group. They're using all the tools I created, but they're putting their own spin on it at the end. And that's what I hope for all of you as well. And I hope that I can maybe teach you a bit about that during this process. So, Brian, I'll kick it back to you. Hopefully I didn't overdo it with the info there. I hope that was a relatively clear kind of explanation of, you know, how an online system kind of works for the business. The main thing is just getting out there and taking action, as is anything in life.
No, I think that was great. And you know, I want to emphasize a couple of things. We're not on this call trying to sell you anything. Everything that Jonathan mentioned is free. There's no fees. This isn't going to cost you anything except your time. The other thing that I mentioned to you is, you know, if you take this on, say, okay, Brian, I'm buying into, you know, there's going to be a change here, and I really need to learn this online stuff. This isn't going to happen overnight. You know, you're not going to get on these six calls that we're going to do with these various leaders talking about the different elements of building an online system and you know, drilling down on some of the details, and then just wake up one day and be an expert. You know, I want to emphasize that, you know, Jonathan mentioned, you know, he's been at this for several years now, and it took him a year just to kind of figure it out, and he's still tweaking and improving and doing, you know, with the system. And, you know, you get that from feedback. You know, this is not a mental thing that somebody thought up that says, oh, let's get this out here. This actually works. But it's like everything else. It's not get rich quick. It's not something that just you wiggle your nose and all of a sudden you've got it. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be like my old adage of learning how to ride a bike. You're going to get up, you're going to skin your knee and your elbow, but then you're going to get steady on the bike and be able to go from one point to the other, but you're still going to be nervous. And then you're going to get, you know, more in the mechanical stage and better at it. And then you'll get into the natural stage and things will start to click and all of a sudden stuff's working that wasn't working before, and you find those magic words or those magic ways to, you know, prospect people online, and you know, you just start getting better and better at it, you know. So you know, a couple things I want to emphasize is that this is a process, but while you've got downtime in this pandemic and you know, you don't have as much things going on socially and you have more time, now's the time to sink your teeth into it and to learn. And hey, you know, if you're sitting there going, you know, Brian, I just, you know, I don't know about this online stuff and, you know, just not me and, you know, I'm a dinosaur and, you know, that's fine. You know, you can hang out and build the business the best way that you can. And I'm not saying you can't build a nice business, and I'm not saying you can't make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month. You don't have to change anything. I mean, Ambit works. You know, what I'm saying is that the marketing, you know, we own and operate our own sales and marketing company. We've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. And in the beginning, you know, it was Carlos Mayer, myself, Steve, Philip, you know, we all kind of came together, Ray, you know, we all kind of came together and we hobbled our way through the learning curve and we came up with a system that worked. But we came up with a system that worked in the legacy part of the business. And all I'm saying is now Jonathan has pioneered, as has others, and it's not Jonathan. You know, you're going to hear from six different people, six different topics, all very knowledgeable in all the different topics, and there are a lot more out there besides the six that we're going to have talk on this series. But the bottom line is that, you know, these are people that you know, some work their traditional business, some just got involved in the online way of building the business and built it successfully. I want to get a couple other things out there. I want to talk about them straight up front. And, you know, because I know there's some people on this call, legacy people, because I was one myself. They're sitting there going, oh, yeah, well, you know, these guys are putting all the numbers up because they're buying all the customers from leasing agents and apartment complexes, or they, you know, they got some Google search strategy going on and, you know, they're getting all their customers that way. I absolutely, unequivocally am not saying that there's not some of that going on. There are people that are doing that. That's fine. You know, Ambit's working on a home or a system for those people that I think will come out here pretty soon. Nothing wrong with that. That is not what we're talking about here. Okay. Now, can you go and do that and supplement that? Hey, maybe so. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is how to build people in an organization, get them into Ambit, have them pay their own money to get into the business. And even though, and Jonathan mentioned, got a group in Colorado, got a group in Florida. You know, even though these are people that are outside of the market areas, they're organically gathering customers by using the online system to prospect people in different methodologies that we'll go over during this 6-week period of time between now and Ambition, in different methodologies. And when those people say no, they're saying, hey, how about becoming a customer? Could you refer a customer? So, you know, the customer acquisition can be there because it's tied into the online methodology. So, Jonathan, I might, you know, because I know there's some traditional people, legacy people on the phone going, yeah, you know, they're buying all their customers and apartment gathering and so on and so forth. And again, I want to emphasize, I'm not saying that that doesn't go on, you know, but for the most part, talk briefly, and I know we're going to drill into it on one of these calls in the next 6 weeks, but just talk briefly about, you know, at a high level, kind of the process of, you know, how you're gathering customers. Why is your customer count growing through this organic customer acquisition that's just a part of the online strategy that you guys are doing?
Well, a lot of it is community-based. So, you know, customers that are in our organization, you know, regardless of how they came in, you know, I got people that work the business all different ways, but we're always getting customers from other customers. It's a very frequent thing. And we do that. We use the community to do that because we have so much social proof in there between the different free energies people are getting and, you know, all that stuff. We're able to drive a lot of customer referral in that manner, meaning like one customer referring another. I know, like when I was talking to you, I told you I had a consultant that came in and I called him up and taught him a little bit about the compensation plan. A few weeks after he came in, guy in Texas, I looked down, he had like 17 personal customer points, and you know, he was tied in the area and gathering customers, and you know, I showed him how to kind of navigate that. And so we're finding it in a lot of different ways. And while we started more single-minded, like more, you know, towards just getting customers, right, and just getting people into the business, I learned more over time, like, that if you can centralize things and you can have, you know, like a vibrant community, I just find that things multiply better. And like you mentioned earlier, we started just asking, you know, a lot of people to do the business, and then at least getting them to be a customer if they don't want to do it. That's when my Texas consultant numbers really started to increase, like at least on a personal level. Now, I don't really have many connections in Texas. Obviously, I do now. I didn't when I started the business. But my Texas consultant count, while it used to be like, you know, one out of, I don't know, however many, 25 consultants coming in, you know, now it's like one out of two, one out of three. And that's because a lot of the prospecting we're doing, we're asking people to do the business. And then if not, we're asking them to, you know, be customers. And then we ask them to refer other customers. You'd be surprised at how many people, if you ask them, hey, who do you know who's moving? You know, is a big one. And, you know, or who do you know that, you know, just complained about getting a big energy bill, right? And talk to them about the summer break plan, something like that. Over time, if you really cherish the resources, which are your current customers, you'd be surprised that, you know, every time you add a customer, add a consultant, if you really dig in with them, what you can get out of that. And a couple of the people I worked with were much better at it than I was, kind of the dream, right? When the people that you bring in do better than you, I learned a lot from them, watching them do it, watching them turn one customer into six or seven, right? And watching all these customers just rack up in their website from that. So there's definitely, you know, a multitude of strategies going on, but we have found the ability to organically gather customers online. That is definitely a big part of what we do now, where a couple years ago it wasn't as much of a part of it. And so I totally understand from the legacy builder side of that. I've felt that, you know, since I've been in the business. I know people are kind of in a couple different camps about that, but there's a lot in between too. There's a lot of different ways to customer gather. I guess I can leave it at that.
Well, I think the other thing that's important, you know, we've got people on the call right now that are in Connecticut or they're in Maine or what have you. And for those of you that aren't in Texas, we're talking about Texas customers. I want you to start to think more globally, you know, in the legacy mm-hmm. way of building our business. you would think, okay, well, I'm from Maine, and so you're trying to gather customers and friends and family and people that are in your, you know, in your area of Maine, I'm just using Maine as an example. And you don't think about, well, hey, they've got this new great product in Texas. Let me gather some customers in Texas, or let me start prospecting in Texas. I think one of the things is you know, this new program that they came in Texas, where, you know, you get highly discounted, you know, 50% bills during the summer in Texas when the bills are through the roof, and pay, you know, you do pay a little bit higher rate during the rest of the year, but you can lock that in for a couple of summer term. That product is extremely popular and was very well received when it was announced, you know, here a month or two ago. But, you know, if you're in Maine or Connecticut or New York or Illinois or Maryland or, you know, someplace outside of Texas, it's in one ear and out the other. And in this paradigm shift, the one thing is everything becomes global. You know, you can take a rate in Texas and work it through an online strategy and capitalize on that rate in Texas. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important because if you're in a market in the Northeast where the rate's not good, you know, we recently had an issue with a long story, but we won't get into it, but you know, an issue with the gas rates in Connecticut. That was just kind of a series of events that occurred there that really hosed the market up for a while. And so those people were sitting dead in the water. I mean, they couldn't bring on new consultants. They because the rates weren't competitive, and that's happened in other markets as well. What if you had an online strategy that said, okay, you would go recruit your friend across the street in Connecticut because that's where you win, that's where you live rather, but now all of a sudden there's this killer product that you've got in Texas or in Pennsylvania or in this state or in that state, and you've got a methodology that shows them how to gather their customers through that methodology in the other states, because you know going in, your customer is going to have issues in the state that you're in because of some temporary regulatory, you know, pricing issue that has occurred. That's occurred in several of the Northeastern states. This system eliminates all that. You can go to work organically to start to recruit people in Texas through these different methodologies, and it's not just one. And all of a sudden, the byproduct of that is you start to gather customers. Now, does that mean that you throw on some lead source and all of a sudden you got a gazillion customer leads coming in? No, it means that if you have a steady flow and you have a knowledge base of how to get into communities and how to create these self-generated leads, develop the relationships that take time for you to learn these methodologies, what that means is that, yes, you can say, okay, you know, Jonathan has the ability right now to say, okay, we got this great summer savings rate in Texas. Let's turn the machine up. Let's get a lot of people prospected in Texas. And the byproduct of that is we're going to get a lot of customers. And the consultant can come in Colorado or California or Nevada or New Mexico or Oklahoma or Tennessee or North Carolina or Georgia or Alabama or Louisiana or Florida or any other state we don't do business in. And all of a sudden, you've got a viable business opportunity, you know, where they're not buying customers, they're not having to fly and, you know, sign up a leasing agent in an apartment complex or do any of that. There's a real methodology there. So, you know, I want to encourage everybody to get on these calls. And Jonathan, if you've got it in front of you, if you would, why don't you just kind of go through the leadership core that we've put together to do the calls. And then I'll talk a little bit about, you know, how people can plug into it.
Sounds great. Yeah. So when I went through it, just a few people that I've kind of interacted with, I know that they have a lot of different ways that they're building a business online. These are people that have had success, you know, both offline and online, but I know they have, you know, they are particularly skilled in at least one area that would be very helpful to us. And so I'll be, you know, myself, I talked to you guys a little bit tonight about systems. So I'll be one of the speakers talking about systems, but we have Holly Martin coming in, and Holly is going to lead us off because that's going to talk to us about actually what Brian was just saying, how to connect with people, where to find people, how to have good conversations with people, because she's excellent at that. She's one of the best in the business at it. So Holly's going to come in. She's going to teach a bit about that, how she's doing that on social media. I'll be talking to you guys about systems. We got national consultant Jake Hughes, who's going to come in. He's going to talk about team culture and communicating, some of the cool ways that they had communication on their team. And Erica Luga, executive consultant Erica Luga, who's built a massive organization in Indiana and also in Texas. She's going to come on. She's going to share some wisdom on some of the cool ways that they've done onboarding. They had a great offline onboarding program that I know now has moved online. And so she'll be sharing a bit about that. We also have Mr. Doug Parker, national consultant Doug Parker, who's got a lot of wisdom. Doug's been learning. Doug always has a lot of good gold nuggets whenever I talk to him. And so he's going to be sharing a bit about his leadership strategy, philosophy, motivating his team. And then finally finishing us out, my own national consultant, Tian Bowie, who has really been stressing the importance of online business to me since the day I came in, himself and Matt LaPalme. I give them both credit because I can't remember which one said it. But when I first came in, I just said, what am I going to do? Because I expected my state to open. I expected Michigan to open. It didn't happen. I said, guys, what am I going to do? And I was thinking about quitting the business. And they said, John, you got a cell phone, right? You got internet. Everyone's your neighbor. Don't worry about it. Right? You got to find ways. To find ways to meet people and find out where those people know people, and you'll get to the right states. And eventually I did. And so Ian's going to come on and he's going to share a bit about some of the weekly events he does, how he stays in touch and kind of motivates such a large team. And Ian does a lot of that through Zoom. And he's also going to talk a little bit about just knowing your numbers and your data and how to set goals, set expectations using the Power Zone system, kind of how to navigate that and some metrics you should be looking at to keep yourself inspired and kind of motivated in your business. So I'm really, really excited about that. That's a lot of firepower coming at you guys. And we're going to be doing that every single week on Wednesday. And I know, Brian, I don't know if do we pick the final time yet for what time at night we're going to do it?
No, we're going to do them Wednesday night, and it's not going to be this. The first call is not going to be this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, I believe. And so, what we want to make sure everybody tunes into their email. If you're on my email distribution list, you'll get an email. And what we'll do is we'll talk about the entire schedule and get everybody geared up for the schedule. And the idea is to get all the calls. Actually, we are going to start. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Hold on 1 second. 4, 5. Yes, we are going to start this upcoming Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, this Wednesday is the first Wednesday. We're going to go 6 weeks. Will take us to the Wednesday before Ambition. So, you know, the idea is to get everybody a really great knowledge base and you know, you've got actionable items right now. Why don't you give your group Facebook group sites again to them, if you would, Jonathan, where they can start and subscribe to that and maybe talk them through, you know, some modules they can go through between now and next week to just kind of get their arms around what's going on with you.
Perfect. Yeah, and that is where it's a good point to mention too. That's where we're going to be hosting these, these calls. They'll be, we'll have recordings of them. We'll have a recording of the call afterwards. But if you want to come see the video, you'll have to come in there live in the group. And so if you want to join on Facebook, again, there's no cost for this, all free, it's all for you guys. The group name is 5-Star Power Team. So if you go on Facebook and you go into Facebook groups, just search for all spelled out 5-Star Power Team. And if you come on in there, we'll get you approved into the group, and that's where you'll be able to catch those live. And then in the meantime, you can check out the learning units. Like I said, if you're on the desktop computer, it'll be on the left-hand side, the left-hand column. It'll say learning units. If you're on the mobile phone, it'll be right underneath the kind of the group profile picture up at the top. And it'll say, I think it just says units on the phone. And then you'll want to check out, if you want to see a little bit about the process of how we bring people in, that's the unit one. If you want to check out some of the trainings that I did, that's unit two, three, and four. There's some trainings on gathering customers, on getting consultants. Just might be a new spin maybe on some of the teachings you've had, give you a little new flavor on that. And also you can just observe how the team and many other teams use it by tagging people, by bringing people into the group, and just come on in there and kind of get into the culture. I'll be releasing a lot of new stuff coming up here as I'm ramping back up, speeding up for Ambition myself. So that's the main action item for right now, is just get in the group. That's where we'll be hosting these at. They will be on Facebook Live. We'll be doing them on Zoom, but we'll be casting them over to Facebook Live. And I believe there'll be audio recordings as well. We do want to see you guys there live, okay? So don't settle for an audio replay. If you want to see the video, you got to get on there live. We want to pack the house with that. I want to see, you know, that three-digit number at least attending those Facebook Lives. I know we can do that. So hope to see everybody there. That's what I would do between now and then.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize the video is not going to be recorded and available. We might do the audio, so it's really important that you go to Five Star Power Team and get registered, get approved. More importantly, get your group approved. You know, this call will be posted on topambitleaders.com. Norbert posts it different places. You can re-listen to this, but get your team on the live next Wednesday. So we'll send out an email and finalize the time. We've got, you know, a bunch of people on Eastern time, a lot of people on Western time. I just kind of want to make sure that we're not stepping on somebody's, you know, big group thing. So I didn't quite get that finished, but we'll get an email out Monday or Tuesday. But first step is go join the group, get approved in the group, get your people approved into the group. And I want to emphasize again, this is not going to be a series of, you know, there's other leaders in Ambit that have done stuff like this, and then there's some sale on the back end that, you know, for $500 or $1,000 or some amount of money you can tie back into getting on this, you know, paid seminar. This isn't that, okay? There's not going to be any availability for you to spend any money on anything, okay? This is all free. It's going to stay all free. The series is going to be free. There's not going to be some upsell at the end to try to get you to do something else. It's all free, okay? And if you want to take advantage of it, great. If you don't, that's okay. But, you know, if my advice to you is worth anything, get you and everybody on your team dedicated to this series for the next six Wednesdays, the last one will be the Wednesday before Ambition Weekend. So with that, Bear, appreciate you again hosting the call. Jonathan, I appreciate you hopping on and your willingness to help everybody in Ambit, sharing your system. I think it's going to be great to get some people pointed in the right direction. You know, it's not going to happen by hoping that it happens. It's a learning process, and this is just the beginning of, you know, of a several year learning process to transition yourself into being a juggernaut on the internet, online systems, and social marketing. So with that, Bear, if you would, let's open it back up. Let everybody say goodnight to Jonathan Drew, National Consultant.
Jonathan, Brian, thank you very much. Folks, I got nothing to say. I'm going to go to Five Star Power Team on Facebook. Make sure that I'm registered. Hope you guys do the same. Here we go.